Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Dalcanton. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bruce Dalcanton. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair bunts towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Otis steals second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Echeverrin. The throw from May and he is out, Potek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-0 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalcanton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford who is chasing the ball. Potek reaches third base with a triple. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Dalcanton covering, for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Rettenmund moves to third. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Echeverry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Rojas reaches second base with a double. Oliver moves to third. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May is walked intentionally. Bruce Dal Canton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dal Canton is 0-for-1 in the game. Dal Canton hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Patek moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to third. Schall moves to second. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella is walked intentionally. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patek scores. Schall scores. Piniella moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Piniella scores. Mayberry moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mayberry moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. Oliver scores. It's 5-0, Royals. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rojas moves to third. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Dal Canton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dal Canton is 0-for-2 in the game. Dal Canton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles nothing. the Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Blair scores. Rettenmund moves to third. It's 5-1, Royals. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Echeverry hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Echeverry reaches second base with a double. Rettenmund scores. Johnson scores. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.